PFT Media. Sailboats on Lake Eola, Instagram walls in Paramore, this and more on The Daily City Show. Dr. Phillips Charities has announced that it's on the hunt for a third-party operator for its recently announced Southern Box Food Hall. Commercial real estate services firm JLL is executing that hunt. The operator would be charged with overseeing all operations for the food hall, including the identification of the restaurant tenants. Another large-scale development, The Yard at Ivanhoe, recently announced the operator of its food hall, Tampa-based Viger Group, which created and manages Hall on Franklin Food Hall in Tampa. Sailboats will be floating atop Lake Eola, promoting the Major League Soccer All-Star Game for 2 to 3 weeks if City Council passes a special event signage package being brought before it this afternoon. The signage package includes several more promotional displays scattered around downtown Orlando during this period, including an artistic collage at 617 West Central, a building wrap at the SunTrust Tower, a banner for the Church Street Station Bridge, and several large signs on the soccer stadium. Even more signage is planned separately outside this signage package, including street banners on downtown streetlights and signage on bus shelters. Authorization for a city planning official to approve more temporary event signage as the need arises was also recommended for approval. All of this signage will be hung 2 to 3 weeks before the Major League Soccer All-Star Game, which takes place July 31st and can remain hung for up to 30 days in total. The MLS All-Star Game is an annual marquee event for Major League Soccer, and this year it will be hosted at the Orlando City Stadium against Spanish soccer club Atletico de Madrid. Every year the event draws fans and media from across the country for a 5-day celebration that typically includes a concert, news conferences, community service days, a homegrown game, which features young MLS standouts, and culminates with the All-Star Game. MetroPlan Orlando is seeking public input through a public meeting and email submissions on the proposed regional 5-year transportation plan called the Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP. The public meeting is tonight, Monday, June 17th at 5:30 p.m. in the Cypress Room on the third floor at the Downtown Orlando Public Library at 101 East Central Boulevard. At 5:30, materials will be made available for review, and there will be time for questions and answers. Then at 6, a formal presentation will be made, followed by time for public comment. If you'd like a copy of the TIP sent to you, email MetroPlanOrlando at info@MetroPlanOrlando.com. And finally, Orlando City Soccer Club is requesting approval of a temporary use permit to operate a fan zone on its property east of its stadium. The soccer club describes the project as an interactive fan zone with sponsor booths, music, soccer-themed games, autograph signings, and plenty of free giveaways. The fan zone would only take place on game days. Approval is recommended until November 30th, 2020, with the option for 1 1-year extension. The city is fine with the fan zone so long as they plant a hedge and build a fence around the property. The city asked for the same hedge back in 2018 when they gave Orlando City Soccer permission to use the empty lot as an employee parking lot, but they never planted the hedge. The deadline for the hedge is August 30th. Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show. As always, keep using our hashtag OrlandoIsWonderful.
A PFT Media production.